I'm Colin Whiteway and I'm Clerk to Braddon Commissioners.
You took over as clerk in 2007 at Braddon Commissioners, and that came after, I think it is fair to say, a fairly tumultuous time for the local authority. So what was that like for you when you first started?
It was a real change for me. I'd never seen anything like that before. I'd come from the public sector for 28 years and then came into a new environment, and litigation was flying everywhere. It was difficult to get a grip on, and the organisation wasn't set up the way I was used to. So that took a bit of change and making sure things worked the way I want them to work.
How much do you think dealing with the aftermath of that situation helped you see through the issues now, sort of with the Roundhouse, Mullindowie and the sale of Cronkbourne Village? How do you think that kind of helped you with those problems?
Well, it certainly gave an experience in working through courts and litigation and working with advocates and the Attorney General's chambers. So that was helpful, not ideal, but helpful.
What do you take away from that situation then to go forwards with? Obviously, you're retiring. Are you going to welcome the calmness, I guess?
Since I started, there's always been something going on within Braddon. It's either the previous carts litigation or building properties or building the roundhouse. So it's been a real, real problem, but enjoyable. What have I taken from it? Patience. Patience has been, that's the only thing you do. Just keep going steadily forward. That's the best way to deal with it.
Over the 18 years you've been at Braddon Commissioners, what is the biggest change you've seen, like within the local authority itself, the operations and how it's worked and ran, basically?
I mean, until we started building the roundhouse, things were reasonably straightforward. We normal patterns, everything worked. But as soon as we started developing this building or coming up with the concept of this building and then moving on to the construction, that was just chalk and cheese. It was a different kettle of fish, and something all my staff had to learn with, we had to get used to. It's just a different game altogether.
And what about the local authorities in general? Because obviously you must have seen change at other local authorities and the neighbours as well. So what do you think has been the biggest change as a whole for local authorities?
I don't really think that there's been too much change, and local government reform has been talked about for so many years, has never actually happened. The only minor change was when GARF was created with a combination of those three authorities. Other than that, it's been pretty steady, and it probably would benefit from reform, but people seem to be resistant to that, and I think that's something that needs to be considered in the future, but it's about everyone working together.
You mention mergers. Now, you tried to merge with Sandton Commissioners, and do you think if Braddon, arguably one of the richer local authorities, I have heard it be described as the Dubai of local authorities on the island. Do you think if you had managed that merger with Sandton, that could have widened the debate for local authority reform?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't something we tried, didn't try and jump in and try and take them over. There was a negotiation of a possibility and would it work? Braddon being the Dubai, not quite the right thing. Our income is 50% from businesses as opposed to domestic households. So that does help us a little bit, but we're not super rich and we don't bring in the same amount of rates as six others, Douglas, Onken, Port Erin, even I think Peel, Ramsey, they all bring in more rates than we do. It's just that up until now, we've been a small authority, but things have changed now. This is a different kettle of fish. Now we're really having to work hard on generating income, making what we've got here work effectively and efficiently, and making it right for the ratepayers who weren't impressed at the start off. But they only have to see what we've produced. It's an absolutely stunning facility. Monday is the first date that the pharmacy opens, and then that's every part of the equation is then filled, and the building should function as it's supposed to, with all the businesses working together. And that's going to be the change. I'll be gone, but things are going to go better from that. And it's a facility that a lot of people really enjoy at the moment, and it's some people don't even know it's here. But when they come and they're quite taken aback by how good it is and what facilities we provide, and I think that's going to be the benefit for the new clerk, because the new clerk will have the benefit of moving on from something we built to something they need to develop and market, and that's going to be better than what I've been doing, I think.
You mentioned that you've got this great new building now that's been built. So what else have you seen in Braddon change since you started?
Nothing really. I mean, all the big things, like the big ticket, the hospital incinerator, all being in Braddon, done before my time. Nothing really contentious I can think of. other than something we've created ourselves, which is this.
What do you think the future of the local authorities on the island could look like or should look like?
I mean, this is just another debate. This goes round and round and round in circles. The proposal for a 4+1, which is four areas and then Douglas, that sounds a good idea. It's a case of everyone agreeing to work together and sitting down and rather just saying no, but considering it properly and looking at financially what it would do, what benefit it would to the ratepayers, people have just been too quick to say no without sitting down and looking at it and see what the benefits are for the residents and the ratepayers. That's the point. You need to consider it better than just say no.
Do you think it's something then that you would like to see the next Tim Wald administration have a look at rather than sort of leaving it so long?
To be quite honest, I can't see local authority reform taking place until we're told to take place. I don't think people will slowly change like Garth did. I can't see anyone. No one will really want to take that jump. I don't really know whether anyone will ever do it, to be quite honest. I don't think Tim Wald will ever stand up and be prepared to say, this has got to happen. But that is the only way it's going to happen, if they instruct us to do it, and then we could do it.
Because obviously at the moment there's a lot of rate reform. So do you think that could be like a precursor type thing to Tim Wald go and do it now?
Rate reform is another discussion, like local authority reform. Rates are basically a tax. No one wants to pay a tax. It's not as much as you pay in the UK. I don't know. And this, again, more discussions about rate reform, what it should be, what it shouldn't be. And as people said in the past, no matter what happens, it's going to be wrong for someone. You cannot please all the people all the time, and rates are a tricky subject, but in the great scheme of things, it's nowhere near as much as your income tax. And when people pay rates here, they're not as dramatic as they would be in the UK. It's always a nice argument to say, oh, we're not changing because our rates are going to be bigger, but you really need to sit down and look at the figures, the actual figures, and what an extra increase in rates, what would be pounds and pence. You know, sometimes they say, oh, a reform is going to be an extra 30 or 40p on my rate, but sometimes that could be just be £50 a year, a pound a week. So that's the point. People need to look carefully and really examine the figures before they start saying no.
Do you think that all 21 local authorities will be able to survive? Obviously, we mentioned that you previously nearly merged with Sandton. So do you think there's room for the really rural ones to survive?
I think they provide a valuable service because it's good to be local and provide a service rather than relying on central government to come in and take over these things. People like, it's easy for us to hear to respond in Braddon to local issues. It's quicker, it's faster, often cheaper. So that's the disadvantage of the being merged. Can they still respond quickly, which is what people want? Can't really see it changing. Again, I've said, can't really see it changing until someone tells us to change. How bad is it now? I don't really know. I don't think it's that bad. People seem to be happy. There's been no massive public outcry to get rid of local authorities or to keep local authorities. And sometimes I don't even think people know what local authorities do. So, I mean, that's a surprising bit, and people don't even know that we own the roundhouse either. So that's another surprising bit as well. Yeah, that's been interesting.
When you took on the job, did you have any expectations at what you might be doing? Obviously, had you worked in the public sector before you got to this, and you'd obviously seen all the stuff from your predecessor. So did you have any expectations going in?
I had no expectations that we'd reach the situation where we are now. I thought it'd be a straightforward administrative role, keeping it going. I think I probably would have gone 5 years ago. We hadn't built this building. No, I didn't see it as any fantastic challenge, anything different other than following the sort of policies and procedures I've been used to in my public sector role. It's just been total change. And now that I'm standing down, it's just I've moved from something basic function to something that's almost difficult to grasp, and the new clerk will have a real challenge ahead of them and something really they can enjoy because it's everything set up for them now and they can develop and really enhance the general public's experience of the situation. So I'm ready to go, but I do envy the new role. Yeah, I think 48 years is enough, to be quite honest.
What advice would you give to the new clerk, the next clerk, whoever that may be?
I think they need to consider what we have at the moment, which is a fantastic facility. I mean, the staff here are fantastic. They work really well. They all join in together. I mean, use what we have at the moment, this fantastic resource, and expand on that. Yes, the roundhouse is a big issue, but the staff have always looked at the parish and they will continue to look at the parish, and I'm sure the new clerk will do both things, the parish and the roundhouse.
Are there any moments from your career as Brandon Commissioner's clerk that you will sort of never forget? Anything in your career that you think, I'll probably never forget this?
Contentious. I will never forget the way that we were dealt with by central government on the road access to the building. I'm disappointed in the way that the commissioners were dealt with. And I thought there were some senior civil servants and some senior politicians that could have acted better and dealt with it better. And that would have been great for everyone. It was difficult for staff, it was difficult for the commissioners. And I think it was quite unfair the way that was dealt with. It could have been done better. I think we always knew we were going to build a new roadway, which is crazy that I'm talking about a roadway. It's just how the situation, it's not the concept about building a roadway, it's the way it was managed.
What kind of position would you like to leave Brandon Commissioners in for the next clerk? Obviously, your predecessor left you with some hard work, and I imagine that's not what you want to leave for your next one. So what kind of almost like sort of like responsibilities and stuff would you like to leave for them?
I'm hoping I'm leaving them the opportunity to expand and enjoy the expansion. All the hard work has been done, hopefully. You know, all the snagging of the building and the litigation for various things going on and the opening road, closing the roads and not getting onto the hospital road. That's all gone now. And it's just now using what we've got now, really improving people's experience of what a local authority can do.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.